I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
We've just wrapped up what has been an extraordinary, collaborative, and productive meeting in the G7. Everyone at the table understood and understands both the seriousness and the challenges that we are up against, and the responsibility of our proud democracies to step up and deliver for the rest of the world. That's what the G7 is all about. Deliver for our people and for people, quite frankly, everywhere. Ending the pandemic and maintaining robust support for an equitable, inclusive global economic recovery were the top priorities of our nations as we got together. We know we can't achieve one without the other. That is, we have to deal with the pandemic in order to be able to deal with economic recovery, which, as we're doing in the States, but we committed that we're going to do more for the rest of the world as well. The fact is that the U.S. Contribution is the foundation to work out how we're going to deal with the 100 nations that are poor and having trouble finding vaccines and having trouble dealing with reviving their economies if they were in the first place in good shape. And I committed that we would provide a half a billion beyond the 80 million we've already done, half a billion doses of Pfizer vaccine, which we contracted to pay for, in addition to money we put into the COVID project, which is that COVID is, I know you all know, but a lot of people may not know what COVID is. That is a system whereby they're going to provide funding for states to be able to get access to vaccines on their own as well. But the bottom line is, what that generated was a commitment by the rest of our colleagues at the G7 that they would provide another half billion. So we're going to have a billion doses of vaccine. And in our case, that includes sharing more than not just the 1 billion doses overall, but we're going to provide for 200 million of those doses by the end of the year, another 300 million by the first half of next year. And so it was greeted with some enthusiasm, and we've agreed to work together so that the world is better prepared to detect and deal with future pandemics, because there will be future pandemics. And we also agreed to take important steps. We're going to support global economic recovery by laying the foundation for an equitable global economy. Critically, the G7 leaders endorsed a global minimum tax of 15%. Too many corporations have been engaged in what are essentially tax havens, deciding that they would pay considerably less in other environs around the world. But this is going to make sure there's a minimum tax. And I'm going to move on this at home as well. Minimum tax for corporations to pay for the profits they make anywhere in the world. And this agreement is going to help arrest the race to the bottom that's been going on among nations attracting corporate investment at the expense of priorities like protecting our workers and investing in infrastructure. We also made a momentous commitment at the G7 to help meet more than $40 trillion need that exists for infrastructure in the developing world. I put forward an idea that was called, we named the Build Back Better World Partnership, which is, we're calling it the B3W. The point is that what's happening is that China has its Belt and Road Initiative, and we think that there's a much more equitable way to provide for the needs of countries around the world. And so it's a values-driven, high-standard, transparent financing mechanism we're going to provide and support projects in four key areas: climate, health, digital technology, and gender equity. And we believe that will not only be good for the countries, but it'll be good for the entire world and represent values that our democracies represent and not autocratic lack of values. We also made a historic commitment to permanently eliminate the use of our public finance to support unabated coal projects around the world and to end them by this year. The G7 agreed to that, and those who are not members but visiting members who are participating in the G7, who have coal-fired facilities, have also agreed that they would work in that direction as well. In addition, we also agreed to tackle corruption, which is a threat to societies everywhere. And so what we were able to do is we know that corruption undermines the trust in government, siphons off public resources, makes economies much less competitive, and constitutes a threat to our security. So we're going to work together to address issues like the abuse of shell companies, money laundering through real estate transactions, and we've agreed that we're going to work together to address cyber threats from state and non-state actors like criminal ransomware networks and hold countries accountable that harbor criminal ransomware actors, don't hold them accountable. And over the past few weeks, the nations of the G7 have affirmed that democratic values that underpin everything we hope to achieve in our shared future, that we're committed to put them to work. One, delivering vaccines and ending the pandemic. Two, driving substantial inclusive economic recovery around the world. Three, fueling infrastructure development in places that most badly need it. And four, fighting climate change. The only way we're going to meet the global threats that we're is by working together and with our partners and our allies. And I conveyed to each of my G7 counterparts that the United States is going to do our part. America is back at the table. The lack of participation in the past and full engagement was noticed significantly, not only by the leaders of those countries, but by the people in the G7 countries.
That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.